This is Microsoft Story Labs. I'm Sarah Lerner. In the 80s, two kids in Guinea in West Africa took out pens and paper and started drawing. They drew curves, straight lines, arches. They were constructing letters. These kids had no good way to write in the language they'd been speaking since birth, so they built an alphabet. Over the thousands of years that the Fulbe or Fulani people had been around, no one had done that. 30 years later, their written script has a name, Odlam. It's spreading quickly among the Fulani around the world, and there are more than 40 million of them. Now anyone with the latest version of Windows can simply click language preferences, select the Odlam script, and voila, they're off, typing into their computers. This once nomadic tribe can text each other, write blogs, author books. They can teach their kids how to read and write, and sing their own alphabet song.
Adalama, basa, baba, haifai.
Yeah, the fourth one is Fatima. She born May 28th.
Zainab So and her daughter Fatima are in their living room in Silver Springs, Maryland.
Nakaya uchacha ganya tanga.
It's a weekday afternoon and Zainab's kids are just getting home from school. She's 38, has five children. She came to the U.S. from Guinea a little over a decade ago.
How I found Odlam.
She learned the written script for her native language Fulani, what she calls Pular, 2 years ago.
When I have like 17, 18, I all the time thinking about that. When we going to have alphabet in Pular, how to read and write. Ahmad. And that's Otimawuni. One day I went to the internet, then I type Fula alphabet. I saw Odlam in Abdullahi Bari Facebook. I asked him how to have the book, this Odlam alphabet. He sent me the book free. I start teaching my children that alphabet. Every week, 2 times a week.
My name is Fatima and I am 6 years old. Next year I'm turning 7. Bonki burure. Bilo tiki binta mo bailo. Bamako. Bilo and Binta married and they both went to Bamako.
You know, whenever I go on Facebook, I see what people share, you know, kids learning, and it makes me proud.
From their homes in Portland, Oregon, the Barry brothers continue to devote themselves to the script they first made as kids. The younger one.
Abdullahi Barry.
It was his idea as a 10-year-old back in 1989.
When we were doing this as kids, we didn't even know. We just wanted people to be able to write correctly in their language.
Now, even high school kids are writing books in Odlam. People who never read before can read books, flyers, or simply notes from their spouses in the Odlam script. And Fulani speakers all over the world are posting videos on Facebook and YouTube showing their progress as they learn Odlam.
It used to be there were more adults learning Odlam, but nowadays we get more videos of kids, young kids as young as 4, even 3-year-old learning Odlam.
Abdullah pulls out his phone and brings up a video.
This girl is actually here. They live in Maryland. So she was basically saying her name is Fatima, too. Her mom's name is Zainabu, and her dad's name is Muhammadu. And she lives in Maryland.
Abdullah's brother Ibrahim Barry jumps in. He remembers when Zainab first wrote them.
Yeah, their mom.
Yes, her mom.
She basically saw this on the internet and she learned how to read and write. And she called someone, they sent her the books. Now all her kids know how to read and write.
Zainab posted the video of Fatima in a Facebook group run by a woman in the Ivory Coast. In that group, the woman teaches Odlam and shares videos her followers send in from Maryland or from Nigeria, Gambia, the Netherlands.
She has 23,000 followers. Ibrahim and Abdullah devote an incredible amount of time promoting the script. But do they post on Facebook personally? Not that much, says Ibrahim.
I don't comment, I don't write, because whenever they know this is Ibrahim writing...
It's a little overwhelming, he says.
When I wake up in the morning, I can have like 1,000 text messages or missed calls, sometimes 4,000 messages.
And this from a humble guy, to say the least. Ibrahim has best friends who went decades thinking he was merely a person invested in Adlam's growth, not, you know, the one who actually invented it. Ibrahim never told them. In college, he hand-wrote an Adlam newspaper. Nowadays, he often stays up most of the night, editing books from strangers all over the globe and writing new short books himself.
It's very hard job, though. Usually, you can see my eyes. Maximum that I sleep is 4 hours.
All this born out of a couple of kids playing around, trying something out. I imagine the bigger picture of literacy was another thing you weren't thinking of when you were that little.
No, absolutely not. But now as we work on it, that's also one of the things that, you know, keep us motivated to work and standardize the language.
If you don't understand a language, how can you be able to innovate anything?
Suwato Jallo is 25, an accounting whiz at the University of Washington in Seattle.
Spending like 12 years in school just to learn a language, I felt like we could do better than that.
Suwato is pursuing her Master's of Accounting on a coveted full-ride scholarship. Back in Gambia, where the official language is English and she spoke Fulani at home, she knew nothing of this written script, Adlam. She found out about it after she moved to the U.S. and quickly studied up. She says she's been longing for this, wishing for it since she was a kid.
Because right now, my mom probably won't understand anything that's being on the news if they speak English. So my mom will watch the news and don't even have any idea what they're talking about.
It is a lot easier to teach a person a new writing system for their language that they already speak than it is to teach them a language so that they can become literate.
Andrew Glass is a senior program manager at Microsoft who works on text and keyboards. Adlam is now available in Windows, and Andrew is one of the people who helped it get there. For a computer scientist, his background is unique as he has a PhD in Sanskrit and Buddhist studies. He's been working with ancient scripts for decades, but of course he'd never had the chance to meet someone who invented a script. Andrew says he's excited that kids in places like Nigeria and Sierra Leone will be able to do their homework in Adlam.
You know, we take the ability to, you know, see the teacher write something on the board and press an A on the keyboard and have an A show up in the document completely for granted. And we do not know how many, you know, hours people worked in order to make that possible. You know, the people in the Adlam communities in Guinea and Sierra Leone, and they should have that same ability to take it for granted that their computer can render Adlam script as well.
And they will. It's been growing exponentially in the last few years.
Any language, they have reading, writing.
Zainab So in Maryland seems to be bursting with pride as her kids read Adlam.
They writing and reading, that language, no going to lost. That's important. To me, I feel like it's going to be widespread and everyone will use it eventually. And I can just see being able to text with my mom.
Suwato Jallo again in Seattle.
I'm just really excited about that. Even the old grandmas will be able to text each other in Fulani. That will be like one of the biggest things ever.
The Barry brothers both say they can hardly believe how many people are now studying Adlam. Over the years, the brothers persisted in their efforts to spread their script, even as they dealt with roadblock after roadblock. And there were always opponents, some of them close friends, who felt that this writing system would keep the Fulani people behind. The Barry brothers say, that's okay.
If even not all the people like it, the fact that my mom is able to read and write, I am so happy.
The fact that my mom can take a newspaper and read and be informed, her mind is open just by reading the newspaper that's in Adlam. So even if it was just left to that, for me, it's like, you know, we've achieved something beyond, you know, what we could ever imagine.
But it's not just their mom. It's so many moms and grandmas and nieces and nephews and husbands and wives and market sellers and high school students. Suwato Jallo says she can see that Ibrahim and Abdullah sacrificed a lot.
The hard work is just amazing. They're basically an inspiration to every Fulani or every African to be able to love themselves and do anything possible to be able to protect their language from dying.
This is a production of Microsoft Story Labs.